support the NUF through the National Demonstration of Funds Our Future Against Cuts to Higher Education. Dr. Durham and the Chief of Royal Staff.
Hi, I'll just explain a little bit about this. The National Union of Students, the NUS and the UC, which is the University College Union, which is sort of the lecturers union, have joined together to fight the cuts to education. So that's the fundamental reasoning that, that the brand of you use to hire fees, which affects education. So what this does is the fundamental issue behind the laws to fight this. And I just want to make a couple of points about it. Firstly, if we support, we've already, I think, got about 400 odd people registered their interest, 400 students who registered their interest in going to this demonstration. And secondly, we will be joining 10,000 other students in London if we do this, 10,000 other students and staff. I just want to make some points around the cuts. The cuts won't just affect students, they won't just affect our brothers and our sisters and our cousins and our children. They won't just affect lecturers, the lecturers losing their jobs and the quality of education. They'll also affect support staff. So the staff, the library staff and the library services, the people who cook dinner in the factory, security staff and all those sorts of support staff, they will affect your student unions, they'll affect our union. We can see a reduction in union staff, a reduction in the services, the money, the funding that goes to societies and to school reps. We can see less jobs that are available for students. And I think we need to sort of look nationally at all the other student unions in the country that are supporting this, and I mean all the other student unions in the country that are supporting this, and also look internationally. I'm not suggesting that we all do what France has done and go and pitch the cards over, really not. But I think when you look at the reaction that's come from in Europe, and the majority of European universities have free education or very, very limited fees. And this is proposing to fundamentally change the higher education sector in this country, to change how people can access education. And we cannot just let the government get away with it. So there are 7 million students in the UK, every single one of those United Nations made noise. They wouldn't be able to do it. If you look at Nick Clegg's constituents at the moment, which is Sheffield Hallam, they're looking at taking him out of his constituency because they're worried he won't get re-elected. That's a party leader, deputy prime minister in power, because the student vote is that strong that they're worried he won't get re-elected. So I want to really sort of push just how important that we can be if we mobilise and we really make a difference with this. And if you're interested in coming to the demo, come see me.
Thanks, Rachel. Can I just say, as with the previous idea, we had a bit of discussion about this already. Do people feel like this is also something that they want to have discussion around? People do, there's additional comments that they always have to say on this.
Just a bit of clarification.
A bit of clarification, yeah, that's fine.
I don't really understand why there are going to be cuts if this, even if the students are investing more money, it's still going to be the same amount of money. So why are there going to be any cuts?
It's the cuts from the government, so it's the government completely pulling out any funding that they put into higher education.
We're replacing
that,
aren't
we? But the problem that we have with that is that the deficit and that debt falls onto students, it falls onto the individual. So it's the case of government refusing to recognise the value that education has in society and the economy and pulling their funding out of it. It's like, it would be like, there's a reason why they're not pulling funding out of, for example, NHS-based courses, because they fully recognise the value that doctors have in society. Well, that's like saying they don't recognise the value that a well-educated student who's gone to university, who's broadened their horizons, who's got those leadership skills and that critical thinking. Every student that goes to university and receives good quality arts degree, for example, has that, and they're failing to recognise that value.
Okay, I can see a comment here and then a comment here, so I will open it out to the debate. And then back from the jury.
I'll just give, just so everyone's aware, just how many universities are.